Welcome to the weekly hotspot, kink, conversation, BDSM advice, insight from the worlds of distance, domination, and phone sex. We are your hosts, Mistress Delia, and I'm Ms. Olivia. Today's topic, small penis humiliation and all about penis size. So, Ms. Delia, seen any good dick pics recently?
Do those exist?
They do. And the irony is, we're sex workers, so it's actually okay to send us dick pics, but I don't tend to get a whole lot of unsolicited dick pics.
Me either, to be honest. That's interesting.
I think it's because we're femdoms instead of vanilla girls. Like, I feel so sorry for the vanilla girls that just get random dick pics sent to them. Mm-hmm. Because when I get a random unsolicited dick pic, I'm like, okay, motherfucker, I didn't give you permission to do that. Well, if you want to do that, we're going to talk about your dick on a call. So call. And if he's like, no, I just wanted you to look at my dick, I'm like, Nope, So quick disclaimer to those listening. We're going to be talking about vagina size in general, but we're also going to actually be doing some small penis humiliation as we talk. If you are not into erotic humiliation and are genuinely uncomfortable with your penis size, not in a good fun way, but in a bad way, then you might want to be very cautious about listening to the podcast. We know that there are some guys who love having a small penis because it's humiliation and they like that. But there are others who want a smaller penis, say if you're a sissy. And then there are those who desperately want to make their penis bigger. So I guess the overall question is, Ms. Delia, your thoughts on the fascination about penis size?
Oh, I think so much about this. I really do. And I think that as soon as a male realizes he's got a penis, he's fascinated by it. He can't stop touching it. He's preoccupied with it. And that just never goes away. What I find in calls, though, is that there's just an incredibly huge, I guess, disconnect between what women say they want and what men think that women want. I was reading a really great article in Psychology Today. I loved it. A therapist talks with both men and women. And what I kind of gleaned from that was that women are pretty okay with penises, but penis size matters to the vast majority of men. It was almost like a polar opposite kind of thing. And in all honesty, though, I have to say this. I wish men would stop being so concerned with their penis size and be so much more concerned with their performance in bed, because to me, and I think to womankind, that matters so much more. Performance over size. Come on, guys.
The therapist probably wasn't talking to a femdom.
True.
So with us, when we talk about, oh, I want a big cock in a cuckolding scene. I want a cock that's 10 inches, 11 inches, 12 inches. I want a monster cock in my sopping wet hot wife pussy. Mm-hmm. That is for the scene. And when I say, oh, my minimum cock size is 7 inches, but you have to be thick, that's also for a scene. But I have had men that are 9 inches that are suck-ass horrible fucking lovers.
Right.
So if you have a huge penis but absolutely no idea not only what to do with your penis, but what to do with a woman's body, then that huge penis isn't going to be good for anything other than dick pics.
That's a waste.
And trust me, dick pics do not make a woman come.
I love you. That's awesome. Perfect.
Just saying.
Truth. All the truth in the world.
So let's talk about biology and penis size. I am fascinated by sizes, right? Who gets to decide what's small? How did someone even say, oh, this penis size is average? How do you even write a grant proposal for that? Ugh. I mean, could you imagine? I'm going to write a grant proposal for the National Institutes of Health. I'm going to write an NIH proposal to study penis size. I think all of these people that do this just are perverts and they just want to look at dicks. That's why I would want it. I would get paid to look at tits. Oh, wait, I already get paid to look at dicks.
Right.
You know, I'm a geek, just like you are. So I actually looked up the methodology of penis size, and I found this article from the Kinsey Institute mm-hmm. where they talk about the methodology of their study, and it's very serious. So it's all about penis size and whether or not it's average and how they figured out penis size tracking, right? Some of the study titles are hysterical. This is my favorite. Women's Preferences for Penis Size, a New Research Method Using Selection Among 3D Models.
Oh, my.
So can you imagine? You're a woman. You're going into a study exam room, like a psychologist's office, and they put 3D models of penises. Which one do you like? None. What?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's too funny. So basically they had dildos there.
Exactly. But probably not even as good looking as a dildo is.
True. Just a 3D model. How interesting. You know, like you, I am kind of a geek and I research things too about penises, about men all the time. And I have learned, and maybe you don't know this, did you know that nearly half of all men think they have a small penis? I read up on it, and almost half, 45% of all men believe that they have a small penis. Isn't that incredible? Almost half of the men that we speak to that are listening to us think that they are small.
Well, now, if they're listening to this podcast, that number is probably higher.
Very, very true.
Because think about it. It's a fetish podcast about penis mm-hmm. size. So you know they're going to be like, oh my God, I'm going to hear mistress laugh at my little baby dick.
Oh my goodness. Right? But, you know, it's so very true. And I think that because so many men, and it's been reported that so many men think that they have a small penis, it's really no wonder. It's no surprise at all that there's a fetish around penis size, right? I mean, Cosmopolitan had this great article that talked about how much does penis size matter. And guys candidly volunteered. That blew me away. They volunteered to talk about their small penises. There were three or four guys. And there was actually one guy in this article who discussed that because he had a small penis, he actually throughout his life developed a small penis fetish. And he does things like use his Twitter account. Like, he doesn't just have a Twitter account like we do and tweet. His Twitter account is about small penis humiliation and small penises, submissive men with small penises, they're ridiculed. And dominant women like us can add to that laughter. And I guess reading things like that, it's always made me kind of think like, wow, why do men worry so much about their penis size? You know?
I do know. And as a professional femdom and a phone sex mistress, I'm thrilled that they worry about penis size because that leads to a huge number of cuckold calls, conversations, and all of this kind of stuff. Me as a genuinely loving, kind, sweet person, I can be both a strict femdom and a genuinely sweet person. I want to say to the man, oh, don't worry, you're fine, unless he's really, really, really small. And I'll admit, I still like getting really fucking mean about it in a cuckolding call. Oh, you've got 5 inches? Well, aren't you a pathetic loser, right? It's fun. Now, we're talking mostly about what women think about penis size, but gay men, some gay men, are also into small penis humiliation, and some gay men worry about their size.
That's very interesting, isn't it? All men.
I do.
All men. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So we've got a request, and if you do this, your penis will get bigger or smaller, depending on whichever you want.
If only we could do that. That would be fucking fantastic.
No, we can. Okay. We can, but only if they
okay,
do
yes,
this.
Okay, yes, true, yes.
A lot of people are listening via Apple Podcast. We want you to subscribe to the podcast, like it, leave a review on iTunes. Thank you so much to the people who already left a review. Feel free to create another email account and leave another review. I don't care. You will find the transcript and handy link on our blog, theweeklyhotspot.com. Thank you so much for doing this. And now back to our conversation about penis size. Yeah, we can't change the size of your penis. But wait a minute. Actually, we can.
We'll get into that, I think. We have ways.
I think
we're
going to
talk about that. So let's get back into penis size. So the penis size fetish, interestingly enough, it doesn't just mean small penis humiliation. I speak to some men who actually like something called small penis acceptance. Maybe they know it's small, but they really want a woman to just tell them it's okay, right? So important to think about those guys who just want their penis accepted. It's a healing thing for them. But then some callers actually will stop and ask, "Mistress, I would really love to make my penis smaller. Can you help me to shrink it?" And there are ways. And learning that actually floored me a little bit, but it's true. Some people want to make their junk smaller, in part because having a little penis can be so arousing. So, for example, sissy chastity is an example of that. Think about it. Being small, being locked away. I think that is totally on point. The small penis is completely what you need to have for so many kinks and fetishes, right?
In the Cosmopolitan article, that guy that you talked about that has the small penis humiliation Twitter mm-hmm. account, he actually talked about wanting to have his penis smaller.
Right. Interesting, right?
I'm not sure if he also has a cuckold fetish, but penis size, I think, really drives the cuckold fetish. The uninitiated might think that a man would want a bigger penis. But for the dude with the cuckold fetish, he's fine with whatever size he has. The size of the cuckold is immaterial to the feelings of inadequacy. So I talked to this man who has a 7-inch penis, but he has a cuckold fetish. So it's not necessarily about size for him. It's about feeling of inadequacy compared to the alpha male who is taller, stronger, fitter, and he has a bigger dick. So even the guys who aren't aroused by small penis humiliation will also often ask this question, "Mistress, do I have a small penis?" Obviously, you can ask the mistress that question or any questions that you can't ask anybody else, but urologists report that is a huge question that they get in the privacy of the doctor's office. people will be in there for something else. And then they will ask the urologist, is my penis too small?
If you have to ask, right? But let's answer that question. I bet a lot of our listeners are actually wondering right now that very question, is my penis too small? So how about a little measurement how-to? It's okay if you pause the podcast and go get a little tape measure or a ruler and let's go. Let's do it. Let's get you all measured. Go and get a tape measure or a ruler, something that actually has numbers on it, or you can cut a little piece of string and have like a ruler or a tape measure, something that you can measure the string against, whatever works better. So when you've got that, you're going to start by measuring length. Start your measurement at the base of your penis, right where the penis meets the pubic bone. So do this on top of your penis, not underneath, on top. And then run the ruler, the string, or the tape measure along the full length of the penis from the base to the tip. That is also known as the glands. Do not measure excess foreskin. That length doesn't count. Sorry.
Like it's not just the length, but it's the girth. So how does he measure girth?
So once you've got your length written down, you have to write it down and commit it to memory. To measure your girth, get that string again, or maybe you have like a seamstress tape measure that's flexible. Just wrap that around the shaft of the penis. You could do it at the base, but I like to do it around the midpoint, like between the shaft and the head. So no cheating, no overlapping, just right where that tape measure starts is where you find your number. Write that down. And so now you should have a set of numbers that will really help you to see where you fall in terms of penis size. So are you small?
We're going to talk about that. But first, I've got a question. So the penis measurement is when the penis is erect. So he's fully aroused. I'm really curious about why every study on penis size has flaccid measurements and then erect measurements. Like, what the fuck? Who cares how big you are or how small you are, flaccid? I want to know how big you are or how small you are when you're erect, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's true. I mean, I think it all has to do with biology. And, you know, let's face it, a lot of these science guys doing these questions, asking them, doing these experiments, they're men. So already they're biased and they've got that penis preoccupation, right? But I don't know. When we're looking at these things and we're looking at flaccid measurements, erect measurements, averages, I always wonder, oh, who wants anything average? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Just average. And then the studies say that larger than 6 inches, a penis to be erect and larger than 6 inches is rare. What the fuck? Are you kidding me? I really think that someone has to be skewing the sample somehow, maybe to cover up for the fact that they have a really tiny penis.
Speaking of skewing the sample, supposedly 85% of women say that they're satisfied with the penis size of their partner. Do you think those women are skewing the sample? Do you think those women are lying?
Oh, I, you know, I don't think the women are totally lying, and I don't think they're completely telling the truth either. I honestly think that most hetero women who watch porn have to be impressed by larger cocks. Now, personally, I have had cocks from less than 3 inches all the way up to 9.5 inches. And I am always honest with men. The smaller size does not impress me. Size does matter. But I think what's happening in these studies is the women are lying a little bit to make their partners feel better. And I'm going to tell you something. I cruise a lot, and every vacation that I go on, they always have like the honeymoon show or whatever, and they pick brand new married people. They pick somebody who's been married for 10 years, and then they find a couple who's been married for like 30, 40 years. And obviously they ask all the sexual questions, and there's always one about penis size. And they ask, you know, is it little, like a little Volkswagen? Is it nice and thick like a dump truck? Or is it a stretch limo? And looking at these women, they're sitting there. It's silent in the auditorium. And every one of these women either says, and I cruise a lot, and I've never heard anyone say the little mini Volkswagen, right? It's either the dump truck or the stretch limo. They've got to be lying. They've got to be.
Do you personally have a minimum length or size? Now, I'm not talking about fetish play, but a minimum length or size for penis, vagina,
sex. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, 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 I do. For penis, vagina, sex, I think my favorite length is 7 inches, just a little scotch more, maybe 7.2, you know, depending on how it is. But I think the minimum for me is 6.5 inches, because for me, with my vagina depth, that is just enough to get those deep, deep orgasms in certain positions. But girth is a factor too, I have to tell you. I would rather be filled and have that feeling of fullness instead of like a long but slender, like pencil dick. There's something about, oh, I got to tell you, there is something about reaching down between a man's legs during foreplay and just wrapping my hand around his cock, just giving that sexy squeeze and feeling that girth in that moment. Oh, it makes me so wet. Girth to me. Oh, it's best. But to be honest, a man's size can actually vary and change from day to day. And that to me is pretty fascinating.
I also have a minimum size. My comments are very much like yours, but I want to mention I married a man because of his penis size. I'm almost embarrassed to say that it was before I got into fetish femdom sex. And I never actually married him, but he was huge, like 9.5, 10 inches, like huge and thick and this great big round mushroom head. And for a hot second, sex with him was absolutely amazing. Just because it felt so damn good, and seeing that penis was so beautiful. And it's almost like when a man loses his mind when he's with a beautiful woman. I felt that way about this guy, and he turned out to be a dick. I mean, he really did. So the minute he started behaving badly, I lost all desire. So there was no reason to stay with him because I didn't want his dick because he was being a dick. So that's the interplay between a woman's moods and how she feels about you and her level of sexual arousal. But for the guys that want to make their cock bigger or thicker, there are ways to increase penis length and girth.
Oh, yes, 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 there are. I actually like to do a lot with that because I think guys can get that little boost often if they just know what to do. So these are the things that I like to use to help men increase their penis size. A cock ring. If you get a nice, I like the silicone cock rings. It plumps the penis up and gives it a nice, veiny, girthy kind of texture. I like that. So even if your penis is small, you can still make it look a little thicker. A penis pump, you know, just the penis pump that you slide on and pump it up, it can break down tissue. And over time, There are studies that show that using a penis pump regularly and following a program can actually grow your penis a little bit. And let's face it, every little bit counts. I love to have men do Kegels because that works that PC muscle. And I work out a lot. I know you do. And anyone who works out knows that when you work a muscle, it makes things look better over time. Plus, when you squeeze that muscle, the muscle that squeezes when you have an orgasm, you can actually give yourself better, stronger orgasms. And I think the last thing that I do, I created a penis growing program with a technique called jelking, which is a penis stretching exercise. You massage the penis tissue and stretch the skin, and that creates micro tears. And micro tears have to be healed, so additional tissue kind of fills in. And jelking can help, like pumping, can help to increase the girth of your penis. And I think the length too, both when you're flaccid and erect. So if you think you have a small penis, you're welcome. You can try these things. I mean, you should try these things. What have you got to lose, right?
Absolutely. So I wonder if the men in the country that has the largest average size penis do all of these things just naturally, right? So somebody did a study on the best size for a cock, and it apparently varies from country to country. And the perception of the best size for a cock, the largest is Poland. What the fuck right? is that about? Poland. The United States is right smack in the middle average. Of the list. I think this is fascinating in a weird kind of way. Yeah, the U.S. is average.
And who wants average? I thought it was actually pretty fascinating too. But what really struck me about the chart, the perceived penis length was always, no matter which country you were in, it was several centimeters more than the actual average penis length in that country. I was fascinated.
Absolutely. And there's always all these tips about suggestions for how to have great sex if you have a small penis. But personally, I think fetish sex is better if you have a small penis. I mean, let's talk about small penis humiliation and why she loves. So, if you don't like this and you really truly are unhappy with your penis size and uncomfortable with humiliation, turn the podcast off now. Still go like it on iTunes, but you know, stop listening so you don't get too sad. Small penis humiliation, like the beginner's guide, is awesome because we love to do it. I love to experience small penis humiliation, in part because I love to laugh. And men who like it love small penis humiliation.
Oh, I agree with that. I talk to so many men who just love verbal humiliation and penis size, I think. Penis size, cockability, length, thickness, all those things are perfect targets for a femdom like us to humiliate a man.
Now, erotic humiliation, you want someone who's experienced with that because it can go awry. Erotic humiliation is not one size fits all. Okay, that pun was intended. But if you have a cocktail weenie, maybe you want humiliation that's like, oh, honey, look at the teeny weeny. And you are turned off if she's like, you're a pathetic motherfucker. Get that thing away from me. Right? Or you want a combination. Maybe go from sweet and gentle, rougher and rougher as you get more aroused. You want someone who knows what she's doing.
Oh, absolutely. There's such an art to doing humiliation, in my opinion. I love to talk to a caller first and just ask about some things that have to do with his penis. Has anyone ever said anything that stung? Or maybe there have been some exciting little triggers that he keeps thinking about. So I'll just get more into his head and into the fetish. And I think you're right. It's very powerful when you go slow, when you start slow, because I think that helps hone in on the words that are the real triggers that are the most arousing. And I listen. I key into the gasps and the breaths to know that I am on the right track and that my words are having the desired effect. Humiliation is incredibly intense mind play when done correctly.
Absolutely. And you don't really see this when you watch small penis humiliation porn, right? There's all kinds of erotic stories about small penis humiliation, threads, Twitter threads. But mostly when you see something like verbal humiliation or verbal degradation, it's fun, but only the extremes play well in small penis humiliation porn, right?
True. Very true. I'm not a huge fan of small penis porn because it can be so nasty. I like doing little things, you know, to talk about the oversized clit that's a waste of skin and nerve endings, you know, things like that. No woman would want that inside of her because it's just too small, you know.
I like the small penis humiliation assignments. So you can have him measure against small objects, you know, a deck of cards, a toilet paper tube against a pinky finger, a chapstick, right?
Oh, yes. Or even locking a man in chastity, that could be for punishment or, as we can say, funishment. Looking at porn with big cocks or having a guy search out huge dicks, writing on the body and lipstick and name calling, even comparing a man's cock to a dildo or doing something like shaving pubic hair so it's more exposed or growing pubic hair so it can be completely hidden. Lots of stuff.
Absolutely. And one of the things that if you want to have sex with someone that has a small penis, that I think is wicked, but kind of sweet humiliation, have him wear the dildo. It's actually a shaft that goes over the penis, but then wraps around like a dildo harness. So the woman is on top or he's thrusting. So he's inside her, but he's experiencing the sex from inside a dildo. That's just like really wicked. Doctors often suggest that as a solution for deep penetration. Could you imagine that conversation in a doctor's office?
Right. You know, though, but if you're talking to a doctor about your penis size, I think that's a positive step in the right direction. Alternately, you can speak to a mistress about your penis size. We are here to listen for sure. And if you have a kink for small penis humiliation, we absolutely can help you so much just by giving you what you want, what you need. And that could be something that your partner might never give you because she feels that your penis is a good size for her. But Olivia and I are professionals. We're easy to talk to and we are honest. And I promise we can help navigate you through your kinks and even help you confess more about your small penis humiliation fetishes.
It can also be scary, let's face it, to talk to a potential girlfriend about penis size, especially if you're into the humiliation. So, because a lot of vanilla women don't like doing humiliation. They can't do it. They can't do it well, or they can't humiliate you and then go back to being your girlfriend. It's just too much of a weird dichotomy. We're fine with weird dichotomies.
Yes, we are.
So talk to a mistress. So we have a request for you. Lots of people are listening via Apple Podcasts. We want you to subscribe to the podcast, like it, leave a review on iTunes. Thank you to the people who have already left a review. You will find the transcript and handy link on our blog, theweeklyhotspot.com.
And after this podcast, you can connect with us like on Twitter. I am at Empress Delia and Olivia is at Mistress Olivia One. Keep up with all of our news, erotic stories, sexy photos, and more on our blogs. Mine is begformistress.com and Olivia's is experiencedmistress.com.
Remember, you can also feel free to send us an email, Delia at enchantrixempire.com or Olivia at enchantrixempire.com. In fact, we want to hear from you. We want to know, what is your penis size and how do you feel about it? If you want to tell us this on the phone, dial 1-800-601-7259. Ask for Delia, Olivia, or both.
This was so much fun. Thank you all for joining us for this weekly hotspot, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye. Happy measuring.